Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, end of day two of the conference. Just finished up at Topgolf and had a chance to talk to some fellow franchisees, a couple managers, and even the founder and a few of his head office staff as well. It was interesting. Something that I've noticed, that everyone's very warm, very inviting. Everyone's easy to talk to. There's no one who's like too good to network with or talk with. It's interesting to see, just talking with a couple of the head office staff, they've noticed that, we were just chit-chatting about it. And I said, like, the other franchisees, they're more established in their careers. They're kind of in that, like, 50, 40-year-old crowd. Maybe there's a couple, like, 60-year-olds, but, most folks are viewing this is like, a second career. And they're like, for better or worse, that's a lot of the folks that are in the system, the kind of person that has the money to buy a business or to start a business. I can't remember what the starting price was, but $300,000 to $500,000 is the price point from the FTD that I read. And the kind of person that has $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 lying around to start a business and to roll a dice, as folks that have money in their home, folks in their 401k, like no one in their checking or savings has that, or they've been doing other things. Or other businesses. And so for better or worse, a lot of the folks that have the capability to do it are that the folks that like second phase of their career. There's not many folks with a fresh out of college ready to start a kickboxing studio. And so that was really intriguing. And I alluded to him a little bit. Well, my secret master plan here is I've been documenting my journey transitioning from employee to small business owner. And then I want to do a post-acquisition or post-startup thing on here are the learning curves I'm struggling through. Now, here's what it's like with staffing. Here's some of the things that members bring up. Here's the technology hiccups we have. Here's a marketing campaign that failed. Here's the picnic that we're going to do or the celebration party after the big 10-week challenge. And here's the struggles as an owner. Like, I'm documenting this in real time. And everyone, you've probably figured this out by now, but I'm using this whole journey as a way to vocally diary my voice or my journey. And I want to be someone who can help other people like you listening to this do what I've done. It's not for everyone, but I think it's for more people than they give themselves credit for. I also want to document the struggles and the headache and the heartache that comes with business ownership, startups, established businesses, acquisitions, refinancing. Surviving the business, almost shutting down, like everything that happens, because it's not a cakewalk. It's a job, it's a business, it's a career. And the world needs more risk takers to have someone on their shoulder, by their side, helping them stay the course when things are looking really rough. And so I told them, like, I'm doing this thing and I'm going to be converting this into a book, whether it be PDF or a physical hard copy you can buy. But then this is going to be a resource. And I want my franchisor to be the knight in white shining armor at the end of this. This isn't easy to do, but it's worthwhile to do. And it's the journey of the, call me Frodo Baggins. I don't know what my mission is or what my journey is, but this is my task. This is part of my quest in life, is to equip and empower and build up other people. And you don't have to know the whole story. You just have to know the next step. And that's how I view myself in this whole work role. And the franchisors, the people I get to partner with, I get to grow alongside with, that I get to mastermind with, share ideas with. When things are going well at the studio, like let's share those wins. If things are not working well, let's share those hard points too. Like keep good by-way communication or bilateral communication is needed if you're going to be in a good relationship with someone. So this is, selfishly, this is a way to get eyeballs. I want to promote myself to help more people and to be a go-to resource with something that I want to build out long-term. Not for my benefit, but for the benefit of our culture, our country, and the next generation of people that need some direction, that need focus, that need a big brother to come alongside them and encourage them and give them a kick in the butt every now and then, but also to see the spark and to put gas, to put breathe oxygen into that. Two of the gals at the conference that are emceeing the faith, I can see that they've got like a light in what they're doing, and I can see the community they're building. And I offered to connect them to someone in my distant circle that I think could really help them out, and that they could help this other gal out too. And so it's a multiple way of helping people get to where they're going and doing what they do best. And when I can see that people have that spark, that passion, that energy, and that laser beam focus on what they're so good at, sometimes you just need someone to back you or to connect you to something or to bridge you to your next opportunity. And I want to be that guy. So that's the findings from today. Realizing like, yeah, this whole buyer journey is well worthwhile. I know I'm going to have too much content from it all, but this is a learning process for the franchisor. This is a learning process for me. This is a learning process for you as the listener to see like, yes, I can do this. No, I don't need to know everything, but yes, this is for me. I can do this one step at a time. I can step out in faith. If you just go to Google or go to YouTube and search Indiana Jones Step of Faith Walk, and it's a phenomenal scene. It's probably my favorite scenes about faith. I'm not going to tell you about it because I want you to go see it for yourself, but when I think of faith and taking the step of faith and where you need to go in life, that's the visual I go to, and that is faith.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.